Medicare shelled out $5.7 billion on Ozempic and other similar diabetes drugs in 2022. $5.7 billion, that's up from just $57 million in 2018. This according to a new KFF analysis. Tricia Newman is executive director for the program on Medicare policy at KFF, a nonprofit, nonpartisan health policy research and polling organization. Tricia joins us on the record on WCBS. Good to talk with you today. So, Tricia, why the sudden jump in Medicare spending on Ozempic and similar drugs?
Well, I think people are very excited about this drug, which has been proven to be effective for diabetes, but is also effective for weight loss. And there's so many people on Medicare and off Medicare who have struggled for years to try to get their weight down. There's just been a lot of excitement about this drug, and it's sort of the combination of enthusiasm, effectiveness, and high price that has driven up total costs for Medicare.
Where does Ozempic rank on the list of top-selling medications covered by Medicare?
This surprised us because Ozempic just sort of rushed to the top. It was sort of catapulted from 10th place in 2021 to 6th place in 2022. So this is a clear sign that spending is rising pretty rapidly. And it could mean that Ozempic goes on the list of drugs that will be subject to Medicare negotiations as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. It's a little bit too soon to know that, but it's looking more likely.
I know Medicare has not been allowed to cover drugs identified as being purely for weight loss, but now we're learning that it's good for diabetes. Yes, it's good for weight loss, but it may also help with other issues in the body. Is that opening the door for Medicare coverage here?
Yeah, and I think it is. There's a drug that FDA has just said has given an indication for heart disease, along with overweight and obesity. So that means even with this restriction in law, which says Medicare cannot cover drugs prescribed for weight loss, Medicare can pay for drugs that have been prescribed for other indications that are good for weight loss. So FDA's decision, followed by Medicare's decision to cover Wegovy for heart disease, could also open the door for people who are living with obesity or are just overweight.
I don't know if this falls within the purview of your KFF analysis, but it makes sense to me, a layman, that if a drug helps a person lose weight, that later in life, they're going to be healthier. And so why not pay for it now than pay for perhaps a lot more later when a person falls ill?
Well, there's a lot of interest in doing just that. The issue is the Congressional Budget Office, which is the official scorekeeper for Congress, has said for now they believe that the cost of the drug outweighs the long-term benefits. There's been a lot of pushback for that. Some people are saying, no, you know, this will bring down cholesterol and hypertension and other conditions that drive up costs over a longer period of time. But the official scorekeeper is CBO. And for right now, CBO is saying that these drugs will add to the budget, that it will add to Medicare spending. And that's been an obstacle for Congress. Many members of Congress would like to see Medicare cover drugs for obesity. But CBO said if you want to do that, you have to pay for it.
Sounds like CBO flows slower than molasses. All that said, how does the future look for coverage of these weight loss drugs that are also proven to have other benefits?
Well, as you said earlier, I do think it opens the door for people. We have seen more people using Ozempic, which is approved for diabetes, where I suspect we will be seeing people with heart disease begin to take Wegovy. And these are people on Medicare who, and this is despite the restriction in law that says Medicare can't cover drugs for obesity. So we do think this opens the door for more people to get help with their weight loss issues, but also for other conditions that are approved.
Right. It is an interesting discussion. Tricia Newman at KFF, thank you so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Great talking to you.